Welcome to the Strategic Travel Entrepreneur. My name is Rita Perez. Hello. I've been a travel advisor for over 10 years and am navigating this winding road of entrepreneurship with you. I created this podcast because I wanted to share all the things I've learned from leaders both in and out of our industry that I really wish I would have known way back then. But alas, the important thing is I'm aware of them now, and I want you to be too. Ready for this week's show? Let's jump in.
Hello, hello, everyone. Before we dive in to the final episode of the Visibility series, I just have to recognize all of you because today is National Travel Advisor Day. Woo woo! It happens on the first Wednesday of May every single year. And we cannot start off this show today without mentioning that and just saying how big of rock stars you are for not only yourselves, but your amazing clients, for your supplier partners, for the people in your referral network. You are amazing, incredible, and I mean, this year we are on the precipice, if not you're already experiencing such greatness that is coming back into our incredible industry. And today is a day to celebrate all of that. And I think it's a really great segue into talking about visibility and visibility amongst your supplier partners and also support partners, because those are incredibly important relationships. I know we do need, obviously, clients to make sure that we are having a business and a successful travel business. And we do need those referral partners to make sure that we're still getting business and that we have people who are referring our business out. But a lot of the things that we do in this business wouldn't be possible without supplier partners and support partners. And when I say support partners, I'm talking about, you know, our host agencies, podcast hosts, people who are consultants or strategists in this industry, our trade associations, even organizations or companies like Host Agency Reviews that do so much to support our industry. It is very important that we are visible to them for our benefit, but then that they are visible to us for their benefit so that they can keep knocking out great content for the industry. Because that is just how we keep being an amazing industry, is that we are sharing the love, spreading the wealth of knowledge, of even just support and resources that maybe we would not have had access to. And that's also why I wanted to talk about this in regards to visibility with our supplier partners, is that I don't think many people in the beginning put an emphasis on how important having key relationships with key supplier partners really is. I wish I had, and I mean, I have really great supplier relationships right now. Like, I can tell you one of the cruise lines, or no, two cruise lines. I have people that I can text or send messages to automatically, and I will get some sort of response, and they know who I am, not only on a professional level, but they know me on a personal level. And when I was first starting out in this industry, like many of you, it's kind of like, I'm going to do everything and be everything and sell everything and all that. But if you just honed in on a few key partners and cultivated that relationship and got that support, you know, if I'm looking back at myself specifically, I feel like I probably could have gone farther. And I wish someone had told me this or even taught me the benefit of having these relationships with supplier partners, because, you know, I'm the person, and sometimes I still am, where I walk the trade show floor and I'm like, I don't even know what I'm supposed to be doing here. Which it is like just getting to know the different companies. If something's come up, you can go ahead and address it with one of your reps. But that's where I see the benefit of having these close supplier relationships with, is that when you go to these events and you're at different trade shows, instead of being like, I don't know anybody here, you can be like, ah, Fred from ABC Cruise Line, or however it be, like you have that one-on-one relationship with, because once you make those key relationships, it is kind of like there's an investment. There's an investment both from you and from the supplier partner, or the representative of the supplier partner. And they are more apt to help you out if they know who you are and you're just not messaging them when you need some assistance with something, like, help, something went wrong and I need your help. If you can create relationships, and not only a relationship where you can get help here and there, but strategize with these partners. That's what they're here for. That is what the supplier partners, I mean, that is what a business development manager is. They help you develop your business. And if you are not utilizing them, there's other people that are certainly utilizing them and growing their business. You know, I had this amazing, incredible idea for a special needs cruise out of a conversation that I had with one of my supplier partners. Even when I have different ideas, it's not like, okay, I have this crazy idea. Is this person going to support me or not? I know that they're going to support me, and they're going to find creative ways to make certain things happen and make it come through. But it would have taken, and there definitely would be more of a learning curve if I was not visible to these certain people. And so what does that mean, being visible? You know, obviously swapping phone numbers, swapping emails, getting on calls with them. Again, not getting on calls just because you need something, but getting on calls because you want to be growing your business. I mean, that is part of being in business. And no matter if you want to grow it just to sustain all your bills, or you want to have this extravagant lifestyle, they need to know what your goals are so that they can support you in these goals and they can give you ideas, because they're supporting multiple people as well on their end. So maybe something that works for this other person may work for your business. It's not, you know, obviously all a catch-all. But unless you have, if you do not have that relationship, they cannot provide you the support, which you're pretty much getting. And it's kind of like a part of the payments. I feel like it's like a hidden payment almost. Once somebody buys that cruise, that means, and when they issue you the commission, there's some sort of transaction. Like, your client has paid for you to have this support, but you're not utilizing it. It's kind of like when we talk about our clients buying a cruise themselves versus buying it with us, they've kind of like paid for the commission without getting the travel agent help. And that's kind of like what happens when you are working with suppliers, but you're not utilizing the business development managers or the strategic account managers to help you grow your business. So a goal/tip from here really is, look at the things that you want to be selling the most. And I know it's going to be tough, especially if you have multiple different suppliers, but really hone in, I would say, on like your top five suppliers. And even then, like, let's say Europe, and Europe has so many different countries. Like, maybe you have your top five France suppliers and your top five Italy suppliers. Just make sure that it's not, I have 20 million suppliers here. Identify who those people are and start reaching out to them and make their relationships. Hey, I want to be selling more ABC tour guides. How can I do that? This is what my market is. This is what I specialize in. This is who the people that I'm around. This is what people have been asking me. Is this something that you can do? Is this something that you can put together? Do you know somebody who can do this and help me out? That is what they are there for. I know a lot of times we say, or we think, that we're in this business by ourselves. And to some technicality, yes, we are by ourselves, but we don't have to do this business by ourselves. So go and throw your life raft out to those supplier partners so that they really can support you. Ready to play bingo in your travel business? Did you even think you could play bingo in your travel business? The monthly bingo board is more than just having fun while working your business. It is a tool to help you stay focused and hold you accountable while taking the necessary actions to move your business forward. You can even enter to win special rewards when you achieve a bingo for the month. Join our Travel Bingo community by visiting the link in the show notes. We can't wait to cheer you on in success. On top of having that support, once you know these key people, there are certain opportunities that you might be like getting that fast pass for on these opportunities. So I know one of my cruise line partners, when they were doing a lot of the test sailings, I got fast pass to be able to be on some of these test sailings because I had that relationship with them. So it's beneficial on many different sides, and especially on those little perks here and there, because the more that you're able to travel, especially on their brands, the more that you're able to sell of them. And the more money that we're able, the more money or revenue we're able to generate for both of our businesses. So it really is a win-win situation. And then when we are talking about support partners, if you are a hosted travel advisor, you want to be making those relationships with the key people who are at your host agency. You want to be able to put faces to names, one, but you also want to be able to, when you're at different events, be like, hi, Holly, hi, Chris, hi, Brad, and just have that personal relationship. Because again, when you have that and when you are really in a need, like you need to be a saving grace for your client, those relationships are what is going to help you. I may not know exactly who is the president of so-and-so host agency, but I know who's the director of education, and I'm going to go ahead and reach out to them, and they're going to be able to reach out to the president of the host agency who's going to be able to solve whatever issue. And like that, that's a very like overview, and I don't know how each host agency really works, but I'm just saying that is what having those connections have. It's not that you're just going to be calling into the customer service line and you're going to be getting the person that just got hired 2 weeks ago. When you make the relationships with these key people at your host agency, there's an investment. There's a vested interest in making sure that you are successful, because you are not just another name. You're not just another number within that agency. You have a relationship, and it makes you like a real person. I mean, everybody, of course, is real with the host agency, but until like you go out of your way to meet people that are working for this host agency, they can't help you. They can help you to a certain extent, but you really need to put yourself out there. And you know, that's something that I've worked on over the past couple of years. And it's not like you're going to be like, I'm going to meet everybody this year and everybody's going to know. No, like go to the big events, go to the small events, introduce yourself here and there. It's not like we're not like going massive fishing or anything here. Like take it little by little, grow one relationship, and then one the next year at the next event. It's little things here and there. You know, there's so many podcast hosts like myself who are supporting this industry, both people who work within the travel industry, either as travel advisors like myself or travel suppliers like Kate from Travel Pro Theory, or we also have just different business owners who have come from outside industries and are now tailoring their services to travel industry people, which is incredible. And it's so nice to have all those different perspectives, interact with them. I hope there's so much that you're learning from listening to this podcast, but up that interest or up that intrigue, up that visibility with that podcast host, because they are able to connect you. Many of us are very well connected with this industry. And if you are needing something and you're not really sure where to turn to, please reach out to us. Send us a message, send us an email, join whatever communities that we have, join whatever memberships that we have, as long as it aligns with your goals, because I am very big on that. You do not need to be a part of everything. You do not need to be buying everything. You do not need to be going bankrupt to be supporting everyone and all the things. Stick with the things that you need with your goals. And if there's a free group, wonderful. Join it. I mean, I have a free group, the Strategic Travel Entrepreneur, but there's just so many different facets and so many people that you can gel with. And that's the beautiful thing, is that maybe you don't like my personality, but you like somebody else's personality better. Find who you really work well and kind of gel with, and really lean in on that person, create a relationship. And when you need help, as long as it kind of like fits certain parameters, like go ahead and grab that help. There's also many of us that do different things to support. So we have different revenue generating things. So like there can be consulting or strategy sessions. There's a couple of things that I'm going to be putting out coming up soon. So you may not need them necessarily, but maybe a colleague of yours, which again helps increase your visibility with someone else, because when you help someone else within the industry, you stand out. You're like a superstar. Like, there are so many people that I know that have helped me along my journey that I'm like, I would do whatever for that person because they helped me at some step in my travel entrepreneur journey. And then lastly, of course, your trade associations. Now, I will say, I think this is probably where my weakness is. There are certain trade associations where I know key people, and I know, and you probably know these names too, because they have participated in things like my Prep for Wave Week that happened last fall. I know that when I need them, because I'm creating something to help support the travel industry, they're there for me. And that's what they can be for you as well. Maybe it's something like, hey, did you know that this is what's going on with XYZ Cruise Line? And so you contact somebody that you know at Cruise Lines International Association. They're like, hey, no, that's not what's supposed to be happening. That's the support. We are a very supportive community here in the travel industry. And the more people that you are connected to, one, I think really helps you in your own networking efforts when you're trying to get clients and referral partners in your network. But two, it again helps support you in your travel business. You are not alone in this business, even if you're the only employee or the contractor in your business. So I hope I've given you some different ideas of how you can be visible within our own travel industry community to both help you out and help your clients out in the long run. Let me know if you have any questions. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Again, have a wonderful international, or is it national? Well, it is Travel Advisor Day. So regardless of where exactly the location is, I hope you have an awesome one. And remember, you are an incredible travel entrepreneur and you're doing the right things, especially by listening to educational podcasts like this. Take a little something and implement action, because that's going to be the next step to get you moving forward in your travel business as well. You have a wonderful week and I cannot wait to speak with you next week. Thanks for joining me on the Strategic Travel Entrepreneur. Please subscribe and leave a show rating on your favorite podcast platform. Oh, and don't forget to take a look at the show notes for important information and links. See you next week.